where entrepreneurs come to grow. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
And now it is time for our next guest, Chris Ryan with ChrisRyanFitness.com, one of America's top 10 trainers. Hey, Chris, you're looking good, gotta say.
You are too, Elizabeth. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thanks for coming. Tell us what you do that's different and how you got started. We want to know it all.
Oh, sure. Sure thing. Well, I have an app called Chris Ryan Fitness. It's available in the App Store as well as in the Google Play Store for Android devices. And I have live and on-demand workouts. So think of this. So you could work out live with me. You could stream the app right to any smart TV device. 46 years young over here myself. I lost my dad last year when he was 80. And so for me, you're at that point in your life where you can kind of see, as a father of three, I want to be that strong grandfather one day to do pull-ups and impress my grandchildren. And I want to have a great long life with my wife. And, you know, I want to enjoy life itself. It's not just about living a long life. It's about living a great, healthy life as long as you can, too.
So if you're not working out now, how do you get started?
Very simply. You just start. And that's why I try to make sure in my app that has it set up. So it's beginner level workouts. Start out with body weight. Try to work out for a few minutes each day. There's plans set up for just straight through of a 25-day jumpstart plan that I'm very proud of, that most people that have never worked out jump into that plan. And we also have a ton of advanced workouts too on the app for all sorts of different well-qualified exercises I've been working out for decades. So it's a little bit of everything for everybody. But the main thing is what I do with the app differently is that I want people to understand they can work out from home. They don't necessarily need to go to the gym. And the best workout they do is the one that they actually do. It's not the one that you thought that I had to work out for an hour and I didn't do it. So now I'm going to not work out tomorrow because I didn't work out today. And my gains are going away and that sort of a thing. And then it's unfortunately the negative snowball effect. When in fact, you could have the positive snowball effect to where if you just do a little bit each day and you stay consistent and you don't have to really think about it, because everyone's thinking way too much in this day and age. AI still doesn't get in our heads yet and makes us still have to think, and the energy that it takes to think. When I can lead you through workouts and you don't have to think of anything, it's literally plug and play, then it just takes away the thought process and you just do.
Well, I did go online and I watched one of your videos, part of it, and I think it was a beginner one. And I really love your style. It's very direct. It's not like, hey, let's bust some, you know what, today. It's very just, okay, this is how you do it. Let me instruct you. Let me show you so you can understand, because I know I've been doing this forever and you're just starting out, but this is what you, and this is the position you have to. I found it a very attractive way to teach people fitness. And I think I would watch that video and work along with you. And it was one that you can do without a gym, and all you needed was two dumbbells.
Yeah.
I thought it was really good. I used to do Jane Fonda videos, and she had these actors in the background. I didn't realize at the time they were actors, right? And I would wonder, like, why does that guy look so miserable over there? And it's because they'd gone through it like 20 times already. He was exhausted.
He's worked out.
But that is a good question. What do you tell people who hate working out? I mean, everybody knows that they should do something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But what do you tell people who say, I just hate working out?
Yeah, you know, they have to, like Craig was talking about earlier in the segment, you have to really know your customer and put yourself into that customer's or the members, the person that is in front of you that hates working out. And for me, what I've always found is that usually people like to live a good life. They like to live a fulfilled life, whatever that might be. If they're parents, they want to be around for their kids. If they're just a business person, they're going to have a bigger ROI and have more presence in the room if they have better posture. Maybe they're like sports. Maybe they're a weekend golfer and they've had they want to impress their buddies and have a 30-yard increase in their drive, and they're stuck at 270. Well, if they just got a little stronger, then, worked a little bit more mobility in their hips and their shoulders, then guess what? All of a sudden they're hitting that 300-yard drive to impress their buddies. So you got to figure out, like, who are you talking to? And then take it from there.
So what do you tell people that say, oh, I did one and I'm so sore, I can't move today?
I always say, you're sore but not sorry. The best thing that you can do is think about exercise is something that you don't necessarily want to be sore from. Mm-hmm. It's okay to be a little sore, but you shouldn't have, DOMS every day, which is delayed onset muscle soreness, is what we call it in our industry. It's more about, okay, I felt like I worked out. Like, I was just talking to my wife. She worked out last night, and she's been much more into the strength training phase over the last several years, but in a consistent pattern since we had our third child. And so he's three now. And so she's been, over the last couple of years, she's been able to get much more consistent for herself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's fun to see just at home the positive aspect that even that has on her life, of just the feeling, oh, my back feels better, my hamstrings feel open, and, you know, that sort of a thing. And to see her smile, it just lights me up, because I don't necessarily get that same interaction with all the other members that are on the app worldwide, where it's like, oh, I you know, they'll DM me sometimes, they'll post a photo of their socials, which is always super fun, and there's a quick story behind weight loss or, you know, whatever it might be, and they're flexing their muscles and just having fun with life, and as they should. But it's really cool to have it on the home front too, just to see the impact that it has with your loved ones.
So have you built up a community?
Yes, a great, great community. I started in the fitness industry about almost two decades ago, and I started doing work within different brands around the way. I was with Wilhelmina, represented by them as far as for representation for fitness modeling work that I parlayed into relationships with the magazine world here in New York City, from Men's Fitness, Men's Health, Women's Health, all the big magazines out there. And then I also appeared on NBC Strong as one of America's top 10 trainers. That was from the executive producers of American Ninja Warrior and The Biggest Loser, and also Rocky himself, Sylvester Stallone. So I was very proud of that. And then I was also one of the founding trainers of Mirror. That was back in 2018. I teamed up with them as one of their founding trainers. And then we were bought out by Lululemon for $500 million with a B. So being a business show, that's always interesting, in June of 2020. And then I had my contract with Lululemon Studio that they converted it over to until January of 24. And then I decided to go out on my own and use all that experience that I've had for the better part of a decade and a half at that point, and, you know, put it in my own brand.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah.
Chris, I had a quick question for you, because if I go on my social media feeds, I'm constantly getting bombarded with the guy who lights himself on fire. These three exercises will have you know, shredded in 6 weeks. There's so much of that out there in your business. Yeah. How do you combat that? Because I've seen some of your videos too. You have a way of connecting with people, which I think is just very calm and very, you can do this. How do you combat the messages that are out there that are really these BS stories that you're going to be whipped into the best shape of your life if you do this one thing?
Yeah, I try to think of it more, instead of a trainer or fitness expert or fitness personality, almost more of a coach. And I take that because I've always loved sports. I love coaches in my life over the course of time, and that I've been exposed to. And I feel like coach, for whatever reasons, to me, just puts a signal in my head that lets me, you know, almost be more commanding, but also more loving to that person at the end of the day. And I think that comes across to understand that I have a goal for that person, right? My goal is their goal. Like, whatever they want to do, I'll want it as much as they want it, but they still have to want that goal. And they still have to be the ones that show up to do the squats or the presses overhead, and they still have to learn. But I'm going to be there every single step of the way, every single rep along the way, doing all the exercises with them. So they'll be able to see what, you know, proper form looks like. And then when they go put their rollerboard into the overhead compartment in their next airplane ride, all of a sudden they feel a little stronger. They know how to do it correctly. They know that they don't have to throw their back out. They don't need assistance. And hopefully they can do that at any age.
Yeah, what I like about your videos too, I kind of said this before, I feel like you're way more interested in teaching than in either being famous or in like using drill sergeant language to motivate or any of that stuff. You're just like, this is how you do it.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Yeah, I think the Insta-famous world, if you will, I've been on magazine covers many times. I've been on an NBC top TV show. I don't really know what else I could do to be famous in this world. And it doesn't really like get me up each day. You know, what gets me up each day is to like see people actually be their best selves. And that's the honest to God's truth. And I love to see people's success stories when they post on their social feeds of the workouts, of the programs that they've taken, their weight loss journeys that they've had, and see someone post a 100-pound weight loss and like how much better their actual life is. That they're happy that they have to spend a bunch of money to get a new wardrobe because they lost so much dang weight. You know, all that. It's fun to see people being able to celebrate their life, and you celebrate that life with them.
But do you feel like getting people to exercise just enough makes them want to eat more healthfully as well?
usually, but sometimes you, what I've seen, for instance, with runners is they think that they burn a lot of calories running. It does, right? Exercise does burn a lot of calories, right? That's why we do it. Not just one reason, but it's a great reason why we exercise, because it actually does burn more calories and you actually should be more hungry. But you got to make sure that you don't overeat, because it's very easy, for instance, to grab, I always say the liquid diet is the perils of, like, you know, where success goes to die, because it's so easy to consume a beverage that has a lot of calories, whether it's a margarita or a frappuccino or a dunkachino, whatever it might be, with, you know, the coffees with the whipped cream on top and all that, they can easily pack 1,000 calories in there. Even if you worked out really hard for a half hour to an hour, you might have burnt 500 to 750 calories, right? Mm-hmm. So if you just had one drink in a matter of 10 minutes, guess what? You just replace that and then some. You know, there's about 3,600 kilocalories in a pound of fat. So you got to think of that real quick. Like, in 3 or 4 drinks, you could have enough fat content for 1 pound of fat. And you didn't, you know, it takes a while to burn that off, even for an elite marathoner, you know? So you got to think about, you know, the macros of maybe having a little bit more protein rather than simple carbs. And so a lot of it comes back to the kitchen. And that's why I offer the nutrition on there as well for both meat and plant-based diets on the Chris Ryan Fitness app. Because I noticed when I first started out, I had so many nutrition questions. And all of a sudden, when I started offering the nutrition plans, that it was just like, well, that's there. And then all of a sudden, people are like, oh, I love this turkey chili. I had it when I was watching the game, and I didn't have, you know, I had a non-alcoholic beer, and it was great. Like, it's still like they're still feeling like they're able to partake in fun foods and maybe, you know, a drink, but, or even a beer, but they didn't have 4. They didn't eat the loaded nachos, you know. They had something slightly more healthy. So I always like to offer, you know, ways of making the glass more half full for people rather than half empty.
How do you coach people through the discomfort of working out? There's times when you like it, there's times when you don't. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Right?
Richard, you love working out, don't you?
There are times when I like it. I don't want to stop.
Of course.
When I'm doing endurance stuff. But there's other times when it's miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And so what do you tell your clients when they're in the miserable phase?
The miserable phase, I think that you just have to understand why you want it. And also, you should enjoy working out. What I actually love to do is talk to people about what they truly like. So you like more endurance work, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people do like that as they get older. They don't want to feel that lactic acid burn as much. That maybe, you know, I was an 800-meter runner in college. So for me, that's my, like, what I grew up with is just like a body that feels like, you know, quads are bricks and your lungs want to jump out of your chest, right? But I get that. But I also understand that most people aren't going to be like that. So I always try to say, like, well, what do you like, Richard? You like endurance. So I could easily build a great program for you around endurance, for instance. And I find out, like, what do you like? Other people, I've had clients before say they don't like to sweat. They like to, like, lift heavy for a few reps, but they don't want to sweat. And I'm like, okay, but and that's always
a challenge right there.
But, you know, but there's a way to, like, you know, think about things from their goals of what they want to achieve more than just being like, okay, well, nope, this is the, I have horse blinders on and I'm a trainer and I can't think of anything else and we're doing 3 sets of 10 of all these exercises. I'm like, no, you know, challenge me. What do you like to do? Because at the end of the day, you're going to have much more adherence to your program that if you can show up and actually like it.
So do you individually coach people?
Yeah, I do. So I have an executive one-to-one coaching training program as well beyond the app. It's available on the website, chrisryanfitness.com. There's a little link there you can fill out. And that's something I really love to do as well, because you get to know the individual much more, you know, rather than just on the app. I offer the app as an all-encompassing umbrella so that people have no excuses to work out. It's very, you know, it's I think it's very economically priced. It's $29.99 a month or $269.99 for the year for the annual contract, which is $20-something a month mm-hmm. on average. So it's just like, I want to make sure that people curb those excuses, because so many times that if people can just make sure that they stay consistent in their daily habits, they're going to have so much success, like surprising success for themselves. And it's really about building up that discipline and those daily habits over mm-hmm. the course of time. You do not necessarily need to be fit quickly. You need to be fit for the long term. And that's really what I want to preach.
Could you list maybe 2 or 3 foods that many people think, oh, this is healthy, this is good for me to eat, but mm-hmm. really is sabotaging people from reaching those health goals? I'd be curious to know what those are.
Anything in a box. I think that, you know, anything that comes in a box, for instance, and there's also some healthy, the cool part is there's healthy versions of things that actually are, you know, I would call them processed foods. Like, for instance, the other day, my wife just bought some, they weren't pita chips, they were lentil chips from Trader Joe's. If you have that with hummus, that's a good healthy snack. But let's say you had Doritos instead, and you know, like, that's a whole other world of, you know, just processed foods.
You just lost a Dorito sponsorship.
Yeah, it's okay. You know, I'm not looking for a Doritos.
I didn't think you were.
Trader Joe's, hit me up, you know. No, I think that there's different things that you want to have for convenience. And usually if it's not in your house, so don't go grocery shopping hungry, because you're going to make a bunch of bad decisions.
I've done that many times.
I've done that.
But if you go to the grocery store generally satiated, and you say to the outer aisles, for lack of a better term, and you kind of go more towards the fresh foods, the whole foods, you're going to have success. And I find this too, I'm in the fitness world. I'm like, my wife bought cookies and they're at the house. I'll eat like a bunch of cookies, you know, but they're there. But I don't eat those every day, you know.
Yeah, and my wife has to go to Dairy Queen every week. I don't know. Actually, more than once a week. And it's terrible.
Oh,
I don't know why she does
good
that.
For you.
But, you know, a couple others is just, you know, the fast foods too, for that matter. Is just, there's also a way to eat some of the quick service fast foods, like a Chipotle, for instance. Maybe you could skip the rice if you're going on a little bit less of a carb, you know, if you need something in convenience. You could go more on the protein side and double up the meat or the veggies versus having the extra carbs from the rice, for instance. There's ways to think about things a little bit more of, like, when in doubt, go protein. When in doubt, eat a colorful palette of foods on your plate as much as you can. And when in doubt, think about not having sugars and fats combined. So ice cream, probably one of the worst things you can eat with the combination of sugars and fats combined together. And versus, like, for instance, an avocado, that's just a healthy fat, right? You know, it gives you energy. Because at the end of the day, we do need fat, but we don't need sugar with fat.
ChrisRyanFitness.com. And what is the app?
Chris Ryan Fitness app. It's available on the Apple Store for iOS devices, as well as in the Google Play Store for any Android devices. And it's got a free 7-day trial for anyone out there. So you can have 100% all access to the app for free for 7 days.
Well, thank you.
If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe to the podcast and leave a quick review. Also, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and X, and subscribe to our YouTube channel for bonus content.
Learn more at PassageToProfitShow.com.